Good morning. Good morning and welcome to this Fusion Pentecost Sunday. It is wonderful to have the confirmation class with us leading worship this morning and celebrating this important occasion on their faith journey. So we are so glad that they are here, and we are glad that you all are here as well. Remember, this is a Fusion Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, where worship is planned in creative and engaging ways through song, spoken word, prayer, and movement to include people of all ages and different places in their faith journey. So that also means that young children are with us throughout the whole entire worship time. And we try and do our best to make sure that all ages feel comfortable and welcome in worship. So that means including everyone in our worship practices. So kids, if you get wiggly, it's okay to get up and move around. And if you get too wiggly, mom and dad start to feel uncomfortable. It's okay at any time to utilize the nursery. We try to keep that kindergarten and younger. But also remember, make sure those hymnals are where kids can hold them and see the music, and that the offering plate, that they have a chance to hold it and pass it as well. And we would love your feedback on how these Fusion Sundays are going. So in the hospitality register, don't hesitate to write your questions and your comments. We have a few announcements this morning. Let's start here.
So, what's new? The yard sale is Saturday. I have a list here of things that I wrote really small. We need some canopies. If anyone can lend us canopies, that would be great. We need one set of sawhorses. We'll be setting up the nursery after worship, so if you have kids in there, I'd recommend you move them. Tents going up Tuesday. The fence will go up after that. Al Wah has graciously volunteered to lead that effort. If you're able to help, please see him. Jewelry donations should go to Bev Switzer. If you're going to have them later in the week, if you could let her know, that would be great. We need more baked goods. We need more plants. We need help pricing and sorting. And we need donations. We'll be loading the tent Wednesday night, Thursday night. Pre-sale is Friday. Sale is Saturday. Yay. Thanks.
Good morning. After today, there are two more Sundays to sign up and receive tickets for the Red Wings game. So far, we have 53 friends and family from GPC going. We're going to be out front under the awning where the refreshments and stuff are. So, like I said, two more Sundays. Anybody that hasn't paid that's already signed up, that would be a good thing to do that, too. They don't give me the tickets if I don't give them the money. I don't know why. Again, there'll be fireworks. We're going to have a good time. Thanks.
Roy had an announcement. There he is. Wow,
he's high. Good job.
There is a sign-up sheet posted just outside on the bulletins back there for summer music, special music sign-up, while the choir is on holiday over the months of July and August. It's a great chance to get plugged in with the musical life of the church. And if there's someone you know that isn't here today, a college student or someone that will be in town over the summer that would be interested, please have them see me or you can sign them up for a good-looking date. But everything's empty at the moment, so grab the times that you'd like. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other announcements this morning? Two last ones about our worship this morning. As it is Pentecost, we are receiving the Pentecost offering. So those envelopes are in your bulletins with a little bit more explanation about there are four denominational offerings, and that is one. And also, if you had your per capita envelope from last Sunday and you brought it back with you today, great, it's never too late to get those in, so thank you for your support. And finally, as you are worshiping with us this morning, you do need to know that the entire worship service this morning was planned by the confirmation class. They helped write the liturgy, they chose the hymns, they really, as part of their process in learning about worship, they created the worship service this morning. So it is a great gift that they give us. So let us worship God together.
people for the call to worship. Then I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, thus says the Lord.
Send down the fire of your justice.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Send down the rain of your love.
Your old shall dream dreams, and your young shall see visions.
Send down your spirit, breathe life in your people.
In those days I will pour out my spirit.
And you shall be people of God.
Trusting that God will tend to the flames of our faith when we return to God and bring all hurt and brokenness, join me with saying the prayer of confession. Spirit of God, you move around us and we wave you away as if you are a fly getting too close to our heads. You move among us, but we all have different ideas, different ways of doing things. And so your perfectly chilling harmonics are drowned out by our chaotic dissonance. You move within us, but sometimes we just aren't willing to risk our own reputations to embrace your radical vision. But deep down, we know that we need to move beyond ourselves. We know that the church needs to move beyond itself. So keep moving around us. Among us and within us. Keep moving us so that we can be the creators of movement in the world. Amen.
People of this congregation, the Holy Spirit is poured out on you.
that you may know yourselves forgiven and be assured by God of God's love and grace for you.
Come up front, all the children. Come up front. And if you feel like coming up front and you're not a child, that'd be cool too. Come on, come on. Come and see me. That's it. Who's going to help me up? I like your fedora. That is kicking, man. Is everybody enjoying this nice weather? Who's been in a pool? You've been in a pool? Not yet? Pretty soon? You went swimming? That's awesome. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the Pentecost offering. And those are some big words. I'm going to say a few big words. And if you need to, I'll tell you what they mean. I got those same shoes. The Pentecost offering is one of the four offerings we give in the through the year, and that the Presbyterian Church receives, which means that the Presbyterians all across the country put their money together to help all sorts of people in need. So, I'm a Presbyterian. You're a Presbyterian too? Kind of like that commercial a long time ago. So the Pentecost offering is special because it helps kids, and part of the money we collect stays right here in our city. So, who needs the money? What do kids here in Rochester need help with? What do the kids in your classroom, in your preschool, if you go to preschool, in your neighborhoods, what do they need help with? What do you think? Maybe they're not feeling good. Do some of your friends not feel good sometimes? No, they don't? Everybody's feeling good all the time? Man, when I was little, I felt good all the time too. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, though, little people get sick. And sometimes their moms and dads, they don't have the money to help them. And so part of the money that we collect here helps them feel better, right? Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes they get hungry. And sometimes their moms and dads can't put food on the table. And sometimes they go to school hungry. So what do? We help them get food, right? Awesome. Thank you for your help, you guys. The mission committee, which I'm part of, and I'm very proud to say that I'm part of that committee, and that there are other people in the church that are also on the committee, and we are committed to help other people who need help. We'll be using your answers to help kids in your neighborhood. So let's pray. Can we pray? Can we hold hands? I like holding hands. If you don't want to, that's fine. All right, awesome. Thank you for your help. Dear God, help us to keep our eyes and hands open to the movement of the Holy Spirit so we can help in your world today. Amen. You guys can go sit with Mom and Dad.
On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place.
Suddenly there was a noise from heaven above, like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting.
Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person there.
The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit let them speak.
Many of the religious people who lived in every country of the world were gathering around what was happening, and they were surprised to hear their own languages. They were so excited and amazed, they said,
"Don't all these people speaking in different languages come from the same place? If they do, why do we hear them speaking the languages from all over? Some of us were born into faith, and others made a choice to be a part of it. What an awesome thing to hear them using all our language to tell the wonderful things God has done."
Everyone was excited, but there was a lot of confusion too. They asked, "What does this mean?"
Other people stood around and made of those early followers, and Jesus said, "They've all been drinking."
There was Peter with the 11 apostles, and wanting to make sure everyone in the crowd could hear him, he said,
"Listen up, friends. No one's been drinking. It's still morning. So why don't you listen for a minute to what God said to the prophet Joel? When the last days come, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will give my spirit to the servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will work miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and smoke, clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be red as blood before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. Then the Lord will save everyone who asks for his help." That was a reading from Acts 21 from the Common English Bible. The followers of Jesus Christ at Pentecost and the generations of followers that have come after haven't always known what this means. But we do know that we haven't let it stop us from experiencing our faith on fire and burning bright as God's people in the world today.
I am open to God's guidance, who will help me make choices about my life.
I believe in a God who always listens to me and helps me to see beyond what is right in front of me.
I know that GPC is a place where I can be myself. I see the church make a difference in my life because this church is my family. This is my place of worship. I always know something good will happen when I'm at church.
I was brought here by my parents to learn of Jesus Christ and our Lord. For a long time, I just accepted all that was said and let the words sink in. It wasn't until I aged to be 11 or 12 when I began to have my inevitable doubts. How could it be possible that Jesus and God and all his word and goodness exist on the same planet as corruption, hate, prejudice, and death? Doesn't God care about his people? Why has he left us here to endure the terrible things that exist in our world? I look at the Bible and Jesus' lessons to understand the meaning behind these things.
To be the reason that future generations will want to continue in their faith, because I offered acceptance and love to them. As I grow and learn in my faith, it offers a support system of not only the church and the people in it, but a lasting and tangible relationship with my God.
I feel like God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are my faithful companions in life, and being a member of the church helps me feel like I belong somewhere and I don't have to face the world on my own.
We all may speak about and live our faith in different ways, but there is no doubt that the Holy Spirit is moving, and this group of confirmants will continue to learn, live, and grow with a faith on fire here through this community at Gates Presbyterian Church. And I invite you now to learn a little bit more about these confirmation students this morning, as I invite Jan Buettner, who on behalf of the session will present our new members.
Well, as you just heard, this is quite a wonderful group of young people here, and we grilled them really well at session last week, and but we didn't scare them off. They all showed up this morning, so I guess it's a good sign for us. Brandon Faulkner, Laura Keeling, Rachel Molina, Brandon Faulkner, Laura Keeling, Rachel Molina, Tyler Phillips, Dominique Salem, and Alex Thornton are presented by the session for the reaffirming of their baptismal covenant into which they were baptized. They now desire to profess publicly their faith and to assume greater responsibility in the life of the church and God's mission in the world. And each one of these young people is sponsored by a member of GPC. And as I call the sponsor's name, they come up and stand behind their confirmand. Thank you. Brandon's sponsored by Patty Phillips. Laura is sponsored by Nancy Hassenlott. Rachel by Chris Oman. Tyler Phillips by Scott Davis. Dominique Salem is sponsored by Amanda Adams. And Alex Thornton is sponsored by Walt Priestley. Let me start at this end. And Chris, if you would introduce your young person and tell us about her.
Never done this before, and you want me to go first. No pressure. First of all, thank you so much, Rachel, for asking me to be your sponsor. She got four thumbs up from my two daughters when I told her that I had been asked to do this. If you don't know Rachel, I don't know how that's possible, because she is one of the most engaging and outgoing young women that I've had the pleasure to meet. So it should be very easy for you to catch up. At home, Rachel lives with parents Beth and Ben and younger sister Audrey. Audrey's in sixth grade. They have two dogs that apparently run a lot away, apparently. In her free time, she loves to read. She enjoys, apparently has a great neighborhood full of kids, and they love to just get together and spend time and play. And she loves getting together with friends. Her favorite TV shows, I found out, are things like Glee, Smash, anything that has that musical component. Power Rangers, I'm not sure how that fits in exactly, but if there's any Power Ranger fans out there, they still are making new episodes, apparently. At school, she's a freshman at Gates Child High School. She's in chorus. She recently enjoyed the New York City music trip that Gates went on and did a lot of walking in New York City. Walked. She was just in the stage crew for the musical at high school, so definitely that music component. And Spanish Club is another activity that she enjoys. I've got to flip my page. And then here at church, I was very pleased to hear, really neat to hear, that Rachel is the fourth generation in her family to join GPC. and she also thinks that's a really nice thing. She loves that GPC is such a comfortable, family-oriented, and friendly community. She's attended church with friends who didn't know the people that they were with. And she said, it's so great that I can walk in and say hi to people by first names, and they know me too. So she enjoys that about this. She's a member of the bell choir. She's already very busy in church. Her family's adopted one of the gardens out in the yard, so you might see her out there watering and weeding and helping out with that. She's also volunteered in the toddler room, and has mentioned that she'd like to get involved with Sunday school teaching too next year possibly. So thumbs up, she says. So again, thank you very much, Rachel, and we're very pleased to have you here and to get to know you better. Thank you.
I am pleased to announce Laura Keeling, introduce Laura Keeling, sorry. She is the daughter of Diane, sister to David. She doesn't like to talk about herself, so some of the information I got was from her family. Be very afraid, no. She goes to Spencerport High School, and she is on honor roll, which she kind of downplayed, but you should be very proud of that. Her favorite activity is show choir. They sing, they dance, and in December, they're going to Florida. Very nice. Her favorite activity, I hear, is that she loves to go to the mall and shop. Her grandma said that she also enjoys to cook and bake, and she's always willing to try new things. No? Yeah? Okay. And she loves Panera Bread, so do I. This summer, she's looking forward to sunning and swimming and, of course, going on the work project. And I was able to work with her last summer. We were in the same group, in the evening group, and I got to know her then. And she is so deep and so thoughtful and has a great sense of humor that it was fun to see that. And our church is gaining yet another great youth joining our church, and so we should be thankful that all of these kids are joining but Laura.
I'd like to introduce Alex Thornton to you. Alex is the son of Chris and Brenda Thornton. He has a sister, Carolyn, and a brother, Matt. He's involved in his school musical productions every year, plays trombone in the high school wind and jazz ensembles, and is about to become an Eagle Scout. He's been working very hard at this, and I've had the wonderful privilege of working with him on two merit badges. He has submitted his plans for his project to his town and has been approved, and working towards achieving this and accomplishing this fact by the sometime in the fall. He also enjoys long-distance butterfly swimming with his varsity swim team, enjoys painting, drawing, and music, but really likes science. I can see where he gets that from, having had breakfast with him and his family this morning. That's all we talked about was science stuff. And he's been a member of the youth group here at Gates Presbyterian and the youth choir, and has gone on several youth projects. So we'd like to just welcome Alex to our fellowship.
I'm Scott Davis. It's my honor to be a sponsor for Tyler Phillips. Got to know Tyler quite a bit a few years back. He would come to the GPC softball games with his Uncle Steve, and on the sidelines he'd organize. Plus, if he'd organize different aged kids in groups and have all kinds of sports and crazy stuff going on, it's pretty exciting. My guys, my two sons, really enjoyed being part of that mix. And Tyler has a rare combination of being very laid back, but also a really good leader. And so he's an excellent role model for the kids. Tyler and his mom, Jan, live in Chilai. His father, Sean, lives in Irondequoit. His aunt and uncle are Steve and Carol Henshin, and longtime GPC members Don and Louise Bernhardt are his grandparents. Tyler is a freshman on the JV lacrosse team at McQuaid. He's one of their stars. He's also a multi-sport kind of guy. He's doing, let's see, Webster travel hockey, Chi-Li baseball, where he's first and third base, favorite positions, except for he's going to try to do a pitch this year and correct the starting rotation. Let's see. He's a smart guy, really good sense of humor, and you'd get that if you read his recent entry in the Harbinger where he compared himself to walking like a penguin. On his free time, he likes hanging out with his friends, his family, and going to his camp in Sun Valley. Please join me in welcoming Tyler Phillips.
Hi, I'm Patty Fields, and it's my honor to introduce you to Brandon. He's a really great guy. I've known him, well, he's been part of this church for his whole life, so I guess I've known him his whole life. But one thing I remember when he was young, like kindergarten or first grade, I used to see him at one of the schools that I worked at, and he always would make sure he said hello to me, and that always made me feel good. So anyway, he is a freshman at Greece Athena. He's on high honor roll. He takes sign language right now, and he might also do Spanish because he's hoping that both of them will help him in his future career. He has done in the past the lights for the Greece Athena plays for middle school when he was in middle school. And if anybody has ever been to a Greece Athena play, knows it's like a Broadway production. So that was great that he was part of that. He is part of the Monroe County Sheriff's Explorers program. He loves the outdoors. He has a wonderful extended family, which I've met a few of them today, and that was wonderful. Like I say, I've known him his whole life. What's interesting is that my mother was his the elder at his baptism, so we have a connection there. And through here at church, he's been active in work projects and youth groups. He's also helped at Vacation Bible School, and one thing I remember about him was one year I was helping with the 7th and 8th graders as they were leading Vacation Bible School program, and he helped me with all the technology stuff because I was not good at that, so thank God he was there. He is a very, very polite guy. Last week when I took him out for breakfast, he made a point to hold the door for me and was so polite and said thank you and please, and just a great guy. So I really want everybody to welcome Brandon. He's a great guy, and you'll enjoy getting to know him.
I'm Amanda Adams, and it is my great honor to introduce Dominique to GPC. I've known Dominique for quite some time. I know her best from when I worked at the YMCA. We've had a lot of good times there, and I could share lots of stories, but I will keep those between me and her and save her some trouble. She is an awesome young lady, and I've seen her grown so much since I worked with her at the YMCA. She likes to babysit and swim and hang out with her friends. She's a freshman at Rush Henrietta and has plans to be a lawyer when she gets older. Another thing that makes this such an honor is that my grandmother sponsored her mother for her confirmation class a couple years ago. And so we have a connection there, and she's just a great young lady, and it's a great pleasure to introduce her to GPC.
Years ago. So now the sponsors can take a deep breath. They think that this was the hardest part of the job that they have been asked to do, is introducing and doing the public speaking. But truly, their job is not over once they sit down. As sponsors of these confirmands, they commit and promise to walk with these young people in their faith journey. And of course, it's not just the job of the sponsor to do that. It is also all of our responsibilities in those promises that we made in baptism. And it is also the calling of each of the families who, of course, see these young people every day. So if you are a family member of one of the confirmands before us, if you would please stand. These are the folks who journey together with these young people in their faith and their everyday lives. Thank you. You may be seated. They do deserve a round of applause. We do. And I also invite Dave Fish forward. Dave is an elder on session, And he has also taken a very important part in the lives of this confirmation class by being one of the co-teachers. So along with myself and Carol Ann, before she went on sabbatical, has taken part in teaching and hearing the questions and asking the questions and celebrating this journey that you continue to be on. So we rejoice that you all desire to declare your faith and to share it with us in our common ministry here at Gates Presbyterian Church. In baptism, you were joined to Christ. Within the community of the people of God, you have learned of God's purpose for you and for all creation.
Hear these words from Holy Scripture. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, on faith, on baptism, on God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
My friends, you have studied hard, and you have examined some of the questions, a lot of the questions, of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and what it means to live that out as part of the Presbyterian Church USA here at Gates Presbyterian Church. So now we ask you to publicly declare your faith by answering these questions. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? If so, please say yes.
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 They say it like they mean it. It's so good. And do you intend to be his disciples, to obey his word, to show his love? If so, please say, I do.
I do. I do.
Will you be a faithful member of this congregation, giving of yourself in every way, and will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you in all its richness. Whatever you are doing, whether you speak or act, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God, the Creator.
Let us pray. Gracious God, by water and the Spirit, you claimed us as your own. You invite us to be members of your body, the church, and call us to be your servants in the world. Renew in Brandon, Laura, Rachel, Tyler, Dominique, and Alex the covenant you made in their baptisms. Send them forth in the power of your Spirit to serve you with joy, to love you, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Friends, your faith is on fire. And after worship, even though you'll blow these candles out, and yes, take them home with you as a celebration of that faith on fire that burns in each of your hearts and your lives. And so it is with joy and thanksgiving that we welcome you to share in the ministry of Christ, for we are all one in him. As a sign of that welcome to each of the confirmands and to one another, as we celebrate the spirit of Pentecost and faith on fire, let us share signs of Christ's peace with one another. May Jesus Christ and the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us stand and share Christ's peace.
And as the Holy Spirit moves through each of us, we join together in community and share those prayers of joy and those prayers of concern that are on each of our hearts. There are microphones for the ushers. If you have a prayer of joy or a prayer of concern, raise your hand up so the usher can bring a microphone over to you. See one over here? Any others? Go ahead. It's all you.
Diane Keeling. Oh my, that's loud. I just have a joy that my mom is here, Dorothy Buff. She'd been laid up for 2 months, not able to walk, so glad she's here. And my dad's taking us out to eat after, so it's awesome. And congratulations to all the confirmation class kids. You guys did great.
Amen.
Dick Stewart. I'm glad to report that our son John returned safely home to the U.S. last Monday. And John made a comment that was very striking. He said that he started playing with his children, and he was struck by the difference from the area he had just come from and their pure innocence. And he just asked that you continue to pray for those who are there.
I would just like to put a shout out of thanks to the senior high advisors, the senior high school teachers, and everyone here who teaches our kids. It's a pretty awesome deal. And I just want to thank you all.
Amen.
Hannah Walker. My mother was just 90 about a week and a half ago, but they had to take her in the hospital Wednesday night with pneumonia. Thank you. Please keep her in prayers.
We'll keep her in prayer, definitely. Yes, and a prayer back there. Right over there. As the microphone makes its way around, Janice Bill Lovick would like prayer for George's sister, Eileen, who is in hospice in North Carolina with lung issues.
Glad Crossville. I'd like to welcome the Newfield, Newbill family. Mr. Newfield is from Jamaica. Most of you have been to his church. He's Presbyterian. He's visiting with us, and his family lives here in Rochester. Welcome.
Wonderful. Welcome. Welcome. Any others? Make sure we didn't miss any hands. All right, let us continue our time of prayer. Whirlwind Spirit of God, roar through our timidities and fears. Shake the foundations of our ill-placed securities and sweep away the cobwebs of our apathy. Blow down the walls that separate us one from another, and into all our empty spaces, breathe. Breathe re-strengthened courage to challenge injustice, renewed belief in the urgency of our vocation, revitalized passion to change our lives, and rededication to speak only words that build and unite. Let gentle breeze and still small voice become in us today a mighty wind and loud proclamation. Make of us a Pentecost people with faith on fire for you, O God. And on this weekend, we also remember that your love is stronger than death and your life-giving power has no end. We commend to your eternal care all who have died in the service of others, even as we lament the violence of war. Comfort and sustain all those who mourn. Heal the wounded of mind, body, and spirit. Bring justice and freedom and dignity to all people. God, as we partner with you to end war throughout the earth, so that all may know your promised peace. And God, in the silence, we offer to you those names of family members or loved ones who we remember on this Memorial Day weekend, for their lives that have been affected by war, for all those throughout the world whose lives daily are affected by war. We remember them in the silence. God, help us to know your promised peace through Christ, the resurrection and the life, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning we celebrate the gifts that are evident in each one of the confirmation students. But here in this congregation, we are all blessed with Spirit-filled gifts. And we're going to try something as a way to remind ourselves and each other of those gifts that God gives us, because we celebrate them on this day that is Pentecost. So I'm going to do something that might make you feel a little uncomfortable. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But indulge me for a moment. Cup your hands in front of you. And imagine placing the gifts God has given you in your hands. And now turn to a neighbor and say, the gifts of God for the people of God. And respond with Alleluia. So turn to a neighbor. The gifts of God for the people of God. Alleluia. Amen. And now let us gather up the tangible tokens of what we have, the dollars and cents, the numbers and checks, and place them in the offering. But as you do so, I invite you to remember that these two remind us of the Spirit gifts in our lives. These two make a difference in the world. So let's celebrate all the gifts that God has given us. Alleluia.
Thank you.
These are the gifts that you have given. These are the gifts we have received. These are the gifts that are to be shared. We ask you to continue to bless these gifts, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your wisdom that we might use them wisely. Amen.
Moment of chaos.
God is with us.
In our moments of calm.
God is with us.
In our moments of life.
God is with us. Hallelujah. We go as a Pentecost people, touched by fire, served by wind, to mend the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
to roll up your carpets for you?
And he could run a rehearsal if you wanted to just run it and he'll just do that.
Does your mom make you edit?
Is it?